ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। गीता प्रबोधनी, कॉन्साइज कमेंट्री ऑन श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता बाय स्वामी राम सुखदास महाराज जी। चैप्टर 7 फ्रॉम वर्स 20-23, डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ वर्शिप ऑफ अदर गॉड्स विथ इट्स फ्रूट। Chapter 7, verse 20. Kamais tais tair hritanyanah prapadyante nyadevatah tam tam niyamamamasthaya prakrityanyatah svaya. But those whose jnana, that means wisdom or discrimination, has been obscured by various desires, being bound by their own nature, take refuge in other gods and worship them by adopting rules relating to each. Comment. Those men who have turned away from Bhagavan and are turned towards the world, they take refuge in various demigods to fulfill their worldly desires. Due to their desires for worldly enjoyments and accumulation of things, everything is Bhagavan only. Even in the form of these demigods, it is one Bhagavan only. That knowledge is concealed. Question. In verse 16, in the Gita chapter 7, there is a description of devotees. One is Artharthi, that means seeker of wealth, and other is artho, that means afflicted with suffering. In both of them respectively, there is a desire to earn a lot of wealth and to get rid of suffering. Then why those men with desires are criticized in this verse? Swamiji's answer. There is a major difference in the two types of men. In Gita chapter 7, verse 16, the explanation is for those men who are devotees, whereas in this verse, the men of the world are described. For devotees, the primary importance is of God, whereas in the worldly men, satisfying of worldly desires is primary. Devotees depend only on God, whereas the worldly men take refuge in many celestial forms of demigods and goddesses because they are only concerned in fulfillment of the desires, not in the demigods themselves. Chapter 7, verse 21. Yo yo yam yam tanum bhaktah shraddhayar chitum icchati tasya tasya chalam shraddham tameva vidadhamyaham. Whatever celestial form or deity a devotee seeks to worship with reverence, I stabilize the faith of that devotee in that very form. Comment. In the world, generally it is seen that a man desires that other people be drawn towards him. He wants them to have faith in him, become his disciple, and follow his sect, obey him, etc. But God, in spite of being superior to all, does not have such a nature. He makes the faith of a devotee steady in the deity whom he seeks to worship. This shows impartial nature of God. Chapter 7, verse 22. Satya shraddhaya yuktah tasya radhanami hate labhate chatatah kaman mayaiva vihitan hitan. Endowed with such faith instilled through me, he worships that form of the deity or demigod and obtains his desired enjoyment as arranged by me. Comment. God himself stabilizes the faith of the devotee according to his desire in the demigods, and he himself makes it possible through the demigods to fulfill his desires. It is generosity of God, but the man assumes that the fulfillment of his desires has been due to his worship of the demigods. In fact, all the demigods are dependent and subordinate to God. Only God has granted the capability and right to the demigods to satisfy the desires of the devotees. Chapter 7, verse 23. Antavattu palam tesham tad bhavatyalpa medhasam devan devaya joyanti madbhaktayanti mamapi. Perishable is the fruit gained by men of meager intellect who worship gods. Those who worship the gods go to gods, whereas my devotees come to me. Comment. Those men who have selfish desires and with their understanding that the gods are different from God attain the perishable fruit. While living and after death, whatever things they get and worlds etc., they are all perishable. That is, they are the kind to come and go. Such men, however intelligent that they may consider themselves to be, but in fact their intellect is small. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.